At Pure Gym, whatever you're here for, we're here for it. So whether you're here to meet your goals or meet your gals, take a bit of me time or a weight off. Getting back on the bike.
Last one, big push.
Or spilling the tea while you spin. They said what? We're here for it. With 50% off your first month and no joining fee for a limited time. Whatever you're here for, we're here for it. Pure Gym. Terms and conditions apply.
He is quite old. You're literally just shooting heroin into your granddad.
He's just going, live!
You will do one and last
then,
marathon.
Yeah, and then going, do the 100 metres in a sub 10 seconds. So we'll see how long he lasts. Yes. Hello and welcome to the 27th Cars Rule Everything Around Me podcast. My name is Edwin. Joined to my left is William. Behind the camera is Ben.
Hello.
Nice.
And as always, at the beginning of the Cars Rule Everything Around Me podcast, we ask the question, do cars rule or ruin everything around us? One thing to note, it is 9 p.m. We've been here since 8 a.m. working on Will's new car. We're quite delirious, so you might get a bit of an interesting episode. William, start us off.
I'm just going to go with a rule, mainly because of the car we've been working on today. It has been a bit of a ruin for the last 2-3 days, but it's outside, it's running, it's been tested.
It's not on the list.
Seems to be good.
It's all good.
So I'm going to call it. I mean, there's other reasons for ruin. There's a blue Jag outside still with no engine in it.
Yep.
There's a green Jag, which I think we've mentioned.
We've mentioned, but we haven't said that we've bought it.
Yeah, that has some issues, but you know, not. It has an engine in it, though.
That's all you can ask for.
So yeah, that's me. I'm a rule all day. Yes. Oh, Ben?
Benjamin.
It's last night I almost thought I had quite bad engine issues in my Clio. Mm-hmm. He seems fine for now. Probably okay. Jinxed that now. But it's a rule because we went to Food and Fuel last weekend,
which we
mentioned on the last podcast.
Nice.
And that was a great day.
Yeah, if you were there, thank you very much for coming down. If you weren't, what the hell, man?
Yeah.
We'll see that even if you're American, I don't care. That's not a good enough excuse.
People said the word creamers in person.
That was quite tough.
Yeah. That was nice.
That was a lot of people with a smirk on their face looked at me and said, I'm a proud creamer. Yeah. And you know what? With that amount of confidence, I got to respect it. I wasn't a fan of it at the start, but...
I want to know, do you tell others that?
Yeah.
Do you go,
I'm a creamer.
You a creamer? Do you listen to the cream?
They go, is that the podcast? They go, nope.
No, absolutely.
No, just in general. Speaking of the event, that is why over here on the screen right now, we have Race Driver Grid playing. That's because someone at Food and Fuel came up and said, yo, can I make a request, please? And can we get Race Driver Grid on the next one? If so, here you go. Second thing, we don't do requests. None of you are ever getting your game on here again. The first person to ask, that's the only person that gets it.
That was such a good suggestion.
Exactly.
Your suggestion would have to be so outrageous.
Also, we've already come up with the next few. Blur's coming up. Then what was you?
LA Rush,
Motorstorm.
Yeah.
They'll all be up.
Motorstorm! Yeah. We thought about that the other day.
Before we carry on, Cream has a sponsor this week, and it is someone that we have been using for genuinely years. Before we ever were on YouTube, when we just started working on cars, it's Febby Bilstein and their parts, as well as Blueprint, their parts from there.
They are OE matching parts, which we always say in all the videos, because they really, really are OE matching parts for a fraction of the price. We have used them on pretty much every single car on this channel. From the beginning, this X5 behind
X5's us, got some.
The Cayenne we use for towing, the 911 has had parts from Febby.
If you have German stuff, you will know Febby. It's the go-to for good quality parts. But if you have Asian cars, there is Blueprint. They have their other brand, which caters for Asian cars, which are still OE matching quality. And when they say that, what that means is the literal original part remade. Yeah. It's not a cheap Chinese knockoff. It is the same part made again.
And we use Blueprint a lot for the 350Z that I had. Obviously, that's a Nissan.
Starlet.
So loads and loads of parts available for that. Starlet. Even the Corsa that we had before, despite being an engine swap, if you know what to look for, loads of parts available for that.
They've got literally everything. And you can go on their website on the Febby Parts Finder and type in your number plate, and it will just give you a list of every single part they sell, as well as their part number. You take that number, you go on eBay, you go wherever you like to buy parts, put that number in, and you get it for cheap.
When I get to go on the parts finder, it's exciting.
I will sometimes hear after we've bought a car, Will from the little office go, oh, they do one of these for it.
And also all parts 3-year warranty as well. So it's not like if you put it on, it breaks or you know something goes wrong, they're not going to completely ignore you.
No.
They've been really, really good with us. They've got some very, very clever people behind the scenes as well.
Absolutely.
You can even request parts as well. If there's a thing on the parts finder that if you can't find your part, put it forward. The wizards behind the scenes will see what they can do. So massive thank you to them for sponsoring the podcast. Blueprint as well. We're going to continue to using the parts.
Always.
And we think you should as well.
Also, Febby, if you're watching, we probably need more parts, so we'll be in contact shortly.
Yeah. Send timing chains.
So you're a rule, Ben?
It was a rule. And we had a great day. And yeah. There was some genuinely really cool stuff there. And some really nice people. Yeah. We had a really nice time, I think.
So. Ben shook his first hands.
Shook some hands. Do you know what the best part was? Oh, I'll say this now. I was saying for the podcast. A lot of people came up to me and they said to me, how much they enjoy the videos and how much it makes their week. A lot of them said
exactly.
And I thought, you know what? That's nice because we enjoy this a lot, but it is also, it's work.
Yeah.
And we look at numbers a lot and it's nice to meet the people behind it and to find out that actually, you know, they enjoy what we do. That made it nice. So
that was nice.
We had a good day.
I'm not just saying this for you guys listening, but when someone comes up and says they like the videos, cool, I like, you know, I'm pleased. But when someone comes up and goes, I love the podcast, it makes me happy on a different level. It's because I know that the sort of people that listen to this podcast are just as troubled as
one
we
of
are.
Us.
You're one of us.
Yeah,
I think anyone can. Yeah, anyone with a general car kind of enjoyment can like the videos, but you got to be weirdo to listen to Cream.
To be a creamer.
Shout out to the weird creamers out there.
We had a lot of creamers.
A lot of creamers.
I actually asked a man if he was a creamer to his face, which felt just so very wrong.
He said, who are you? Please leave me alone.
He said, we're in BP, you're buying petrol.
We're nowhere near the event.
I got ganged up on by three listeners from Wolverhampton.
Ooh,
they came up and they said...
Do you mean from Birmingham?
Precisely. That was the argument. I previously said that Wolverhampton is Birmingham, which it is.
It is.
Just listen to the accent. Does it sound like Birmingham?
Exactly.
Therefore, Birmingham. I did think they were going to beat the granny out of me.
Yeah.
I really did. But they were quite friendly, actually. I haven't changed my mind, so I don't care.
No, you're from... Listen. All of it. It's all Birmingham.
Is it above Watford?
One thing that I really did enjoy was, and we'll put a thing up on the screen, which this week we will do. I forgot to send a lot of the clips, but there was a clip where at one point in the main hangar area, Will and Edwin both got a line of people trying to talk to them, but somehow created like an arena opposite each other with lines directly. I have a video where it's Will on one side, it pans over, we'll put it on the screen now. But that was just very funny to stand there and watch.
Yeah.
You were there for a long time.
We were there for a long time.
We also, a little brief aside, that from the beginning of the event, there were some simulators there.
Yeah.
And they said, oh, would you guys set the first times for the rest of the day? Anyway, they must have thought, yeah, they'll have like a few minutes on it. We were locked in.
And to back when Will and I used to work together at Carthrall, there was a simulator in the office. And every month, someone would choose a track in a car.
Yeah.
And people would set times. And it was a genuine fierce battle because I think you and I are probably exactly matched racing online. So Will go do a lap, I'd go at lunch and I'd just slightly beat it.
Yeah, it was terrible.
And then Will would go, all right. And then he'd go and beat it. And then I'd go and beat it and he'd go and beat it. Right up until our manager would go, guys, can you please do some work, man?
An entire lunch break. Hours.
Yeah.
Hours and hours.
So
if we ever get a sim, we might have to bring that back.
We'll have to stop posting videos and podcasts because we'll be lost in it.
They actually had to stop the sim. The guy came over, pressed a big red button and went, I think let's have everyone else have a go now.
He literally leant over my shoulder and pressed the pause button.
Yeah.
That's wild.
Also, if you're the man I punted off, there was another car on the track. I didn't know it was live like that.
Yeah.
So I did. You were obviously on the track.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. But another car appeared in front of me. Same car I was in. I thought that might be my ghost. So I thought let me test it out. And I just punted it off the track.
The guy two sims down.
I looked to the right and there was a guy in a sim. I was like, oh, sorry. Sorry if that was you.
But yeah, it was a very good event. The one other thing I wanted to note from the event is the most TDC thing, the hangar, was for some of our car choices, but not all of the ones made it in. But we invited our friend Martin, who's got a 996, just like the TDC one, and looked over and I overheard someone going, oh, that Porsche is pissing coolant all over the floor. Looked over and it was our friend Martin. So Martin, if you're listening, apologies for that, but he did make it home.
Yeah.
Shout out to the guys at Motul who they've given us a load of coolant and stuff.
Yeah, he took
and
some
I said,
home.
Can I get some coolant from my friend? And he went, yeah, you can just take some. very good event. If you didn't make it to this one, we'll see you at the next one.
Yeah.
Because that's good.
Yeah, it was good. Very, very good event. Great weather as well.
And shout Wonderful out to weather. Any, if you're listening, the food vans that came with.
Oh.
The Thai place.
I don't know what it was called, but that chicken satay.
It's called chicken satay.
Oh, that's it. That's the one. Yeah.
I can't remember their name. That's going to be hateful. But that was one of the most wonderful, best car event food.
Oh,
not just because it's involved with us, but genuinely.
And ran a bit of TDC trivia. the taco van that was there, Taco El Pap, is Latham, who I bought all my Honda Beat parts off and who let me sit in his Honda Beat when I was 18 years old.
Wow.
That's the same car.
That's the same guy.
Yeah.
Wow.
And you didn't go and get a taco from him?
I was actually felt really bad.
He had too big of a queue.
It was actually crazy. So shout out Food and Fuel.
That was my rule.
That was your rule.
Ben's rule. Edwin.
Edwin. I was about to move on.
It's a ruin. It's a ruin because the Mercedes E55, that video has gone out now by the time they listen to this. We fitted all the upgrades to it, and I'm still deeply in love with that car. Mm. I really, really do like it.
It is cool.
Got to the end of it, and it was like, yeah, cool, just take it tuning. And booked it in at tuning at a place that we'll probably have to take the car back to. I was so excited. I was like, the car's going to go there. Mm. It's going to get tuned. It's going to make 600 horsepower. It's going to sound like a Hellcat. And it went there and they were like, yeah, we can't get any of the software to talk to it. And I was like, oh. They were like, if you could just leave it here for a few hours and then come back. Because I said, this was on Thursday. Mm. Today's Friday. So the video goes out on Monday.
Yeah.
So I was like, I need it back tomorrow because we have to finish the video. And he was like, yeah, I'll try. Went back that afternoon. And he was like, yes, just don't know what's going on. So he sent me home back from Birmingham with a car that still doesn't have a tune on it. And we literally drove it up the road gently for the last bit of the video. I'm very frustrated. Mm. I want to make noises with that car.
Yeah.
And it's not yet doing it.
It's resisting.
It's not enjoying it.
It's saying, look, I've had a long, tough life.
Yeah.
And you're making it tougher.
The worst part is that he put on the dyno to just get a kind of gentle bass run going. He did a small acceleration and the entire room filled with blue smoke.
Oh, that's nice.
And when I say the entire room, I mean the whole room billowing of smoke. That engine is not happy. And do you think I care? No, I'm running.
He is quite old.
He's going. He's going until he goes pop.
You're literally just shooting heroin into your granddad.
He's just going,
you will do one last marathon.
Yeah, and then going, dude, 100 meters in sub 10 seconds. So we'll see how long he lasts. Yeah.
So it's a ruin.
It's a ruin just ruin. For that. It's okay. You know what? It's a gentle ruin.
It's a little ruin.
It's not too big.
It's a little ruin.
It's an optimistic ruin, let's call it that.
I'm just going to preface the word.
Preface left.
The rest of this. Anyone watching the podcast, we look rough.
Oh, yeah, covered in.
Because we have been on the McGann all day. So anyone who's in the comments typing right now going, clean your shoes.
Yeah, also.
Wipe your ass.
That's allowed.
You should have done that already.
There's some weirdo in the comments who constantly goes, no, your shoes are too dirty for me. I happened to change my laces or something at some point, and he commented, oh, much better now your laces have changed. What are you doing? Listen to the podcast.
Maybe he does. Maybe he just knows.
He doesn't watch.
He hears dirty shoes.
Also, people listening right now, you guys look fine.
You guys sound great.
If anyone could see this unit in real life, you would notice that there is physically no way of keeping your shoes clean.
Nah, it's tough.
Genuinely. Right now, we need to give it a clean because it is awful.
It's really bad.
But
if you're
also
working on cars and your shoes are clean,
how?
You haven't been working on cars.
Yeah.
I'm thinking of bringing in some unit Crocs.
Mm, I was going to say, I'm the same, but I'm going to get some moccasins, but the really expensive ones. some plush.
Oh, videos are about to go left big time.
Pans down, you're wearing loafers.
I'm wearing boat shoes, but with no socks.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Right, two rules and a ruin. Shall we have some news?
We don't have any news.
Well, I actually do have some
news. You said before we filmed this, you had no news.
Sorry, quick aside. Two Rules and a Ruin is our first album title.
Yeah, I think
that's quite nice. I like that.
That's nice.
Ben's lead singer.
Oh, not sure.
He has a wonderful voice.
Thank you.
Ben, you do have a wonderful voice.
Well, stop it, you.
you should hear him in the shower.
Gets quite crowded there, all three of them.
Yeah, when I got out, I couldn't really hear you. Right, the news I did see was only a few days ago. The McMurtry. Did you see that?
McMurty?
McMurtry.
Oh, is it? Oh, I didn't know that's how it's spelled.
It's got another R in
there.
It was
a Murty. Okay, cool.
I'm pretty sure.
Anyway. He's upside down on WhatsApp.
He's upside down on WhatsApp. And also, just beat the very, very old Top Gear lap record, which was a Formula One car.
Wow, I didn't see. I knew about the upside down thing. Now so can you explain for the...
There has been a... Not a myth. It's a theory. I don't know. It's been possible that a Formula One car has so much downforce it could drive upside down. There presents a problem there testing it. Mm. There's not really anywhere you can do that.
No.
So it is kind of just theory.
Can't just McMurtry be on the Dartford tunnel.
They've simulated it. The car wasn't really. It moved. So what they did was they sucked that that sucker down
yeah.
to the ground. It has a fan.
That's the thing. It's like a it's Gordon Murray's fan.
Ground effect?
Yeah, yeah.
Isn't
yeah.
it 2 tons of downforce still? I read.
Yeah.
yeah could be wrong.
The car didn't move. It went upside down.
Yeah.
It and rolled sat. Forward ever so slightly, and it was just sucked there. Mental.
Did you see the clip of it against the GT3 on the Top Gear track, and it goes around the actually insane?
Like an RC car. Have you seen that?
No.
It's a GT3 RS, new one. Like, you know, that's ultra. That's
actually, it's a GT3.
Ooh. It's a 3RS.
It's not an RS.
Ooh.
It's a 3RS.
It's not an RS.
Jamie, pull that up.
Pull the
right, you guys
I'm
talk. I'm looking
sure that's a 3RS.
Now, here's the thing. Any other time, I'm in your corner, but Ben is a Porsche man. So I've got no horse in this fight.
It's a 3RS. Yeah.
It's a new 3. It's a new GT3 RS, and it goes round. I've completely forgotten
which one. Last semi.
Hammerhead.
One? Okay.
Is that Hammerhead?
Wait, I don't know.
At speed, the big speed.
Second to last. No, just before follow through. At the end of the runway. End of the sort
just
of.
Before Gambon.
I think it is Hammerhead, right?
I think it is Hammerhead. Yeah, it is. It's just called it.
Okay. Anyway.
And it passes the GT3. The GT3 is at absolute full tilt. Mercury just goes round it. Like it was like a in a game.
Yeah.
When you completely leveled up your car to
you're
the absolute
on, they're
max.
On easy.
You're on slicks.
Yeah.
It was a Rocket League car versus a car in Gran Turismo. It was wild. It looks fake.
Yeah.
It's not, obviously, but yeah. I mean, I lose a little bit of interest because that is electric.
Yeah.
But it is. It's now like it's one of the most ridiculous accelerating cars. It's faster than a Formula One car around the Top Gear track.
Mm.
It can drive upside down. It's making a good case for the fact that electric cars, there's a place for them being exceptionally fast.
Yeah.
Like mind-bendingly, eye-burstingly fast.
Yeah.
But I still wish it, you know, I'd still just have a Mercy Largo.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, and speaking of, the Rat Dog and Nuno, the guy that we bought, oh God, I wish I bought it. Yeah. Drove the M6 DCT.
Yeah.
He has bought a Murcielago.
A day before Field and Field, in fact.
It did break because it wasn't there. But we would love to, you know, I just like to look at it.
Nuno, mate,
but
I'm a big fan.
Anything more would be great, but
Nuno,
even just to see it.
Peter, anyone at Rat Dog.
The gang.
Anyone, just last. We'll just come and have a look.
We'll certainly have a look.
I watched a video. They did say plans were fix it.
Yeah.
It does need fixing. He did say he thought he'd get a summer out of it.
Optimistic. He
got like a few hours out of it. But anyway, it's going to be fixed. Some wheels.
Lovely.
And a nice fruity set of pipes.
That's all you can ask for
yep. from Murcielago.
Delectable.
And then just whenever you want us to come down and just drive it.
Just let us know. I mean, if we have to.
We'll sell a kidney for the insurance. You know, excess that we probably need to put deposit on, but we'll work it out.
No, they must have insurance.
Honestly, any time's good. Like, now's fine.
Right now, it's fine.
If you're listening now, just
bell it.
Yeah, let us know.
If you want us to fix it as well.
Big Lambo results.
A lot of mixed. So a few weeks ago, we did a theory, and theory will only get you so far, we spoke about, well, the theory is that everyone has their big Lambo, Aventador, Diablo, Murcielago, okay? And I think it is the one you like the most is the one that you grew up with.
Sure.
So for me, it's Aventador, you guys, Murcielago.
Yep.
And then as you get older, it becomes that one.
Surely your Temeraria.
Very good. Very funny. Also, is that the big Lambo? Don't think so.
That is. It's the small guy, actually.
Tough.
Anyway, the results are in, and it's a mixed bag. A lot of people agree.
So we're no closer.
We're not. A lot of people disagree.
I thought, well, maybe it's because I'm looking for the comments that back up my argument, that I thought a lot were saying were roughly around about.
Now, a lot of them, from what I read, were, so for example, me at 23 years old, so early 2000s, I would have been very young, but I could have seen a Murcielago.
Mm.
But then when I got to the point where my brain activated and I was sentient, it was an Aventador. So a lot of people on the cusp. Now, there are very few people who are like my age who preferred a Diablo or a Countach. And there are very few people that were like very old and preferred an Aventador.
I think it's more Venn diagram. Is it a Venn diagram?
Yes,
I think it's more like that. There'll be some. There's no cutoff point.
No.
But it's like you could be Murcielago. You could be Murcielago, Diablo, or Aventador.
Yeah.
But you're unlikely to maybe be Countach or Miura.
Also.
And then you're unlikely to be Revuelto.
That's what I'm hearing.
Yeah, because it could be like your dad was into the generation before, so he's pushed it onto you.
Yeah.
So you know, you'll get it.
I went to a show and I can't remember where, one of the ones at the NEC, and I was looking at a Miura. I think a Miura is one of the best looking cars ever. And I was looking at it, and he was like,
"Yeah,
it's nice, But he's like, the Kuntash is my guy.
Yeah, there you go.
Because that was the one.
Also, this was actually all a ruse. We're just trying to harvest your age data. So thanks for that.
We're just trying to find out which Lamborghini you'd buy so we can buy one.
Yeah, we're selling all your data to China so that we may buy a Mercedes.
And if anyone's got any all of those cars, they'd let us just drive all of them for a video.
And if you're JK listening, again, obviously, you know, just come on over.
Speaking of driving, Ben, open up your DMs.
Oh my, yeah. Okay, I haven't responded to this person yet because I got so excited that I threw my phone across the room.
We get DMs and go, that's nice.
I will respond to you.
We'll talk about that on the podcast.
This
is your response.
See, I'm just terrible. I just never open Instagram. So nice. I'll send reels to Ben, that's it. But
Does Ben open it?
But it scares me. I look at my request and it says 99 plus. I'm like, I can't go in there.
I couldn't possibly.
I can't, because if I go in, then I have to reply to all, and I can't do that.
Well, there could be some bargains in there.
It's true.
Could be a Mercedes Longo in there. Imagine.
All right, so let me add it.
For context, I said a few weeks ago something along the lines of, if I die, and
put your money in a grape.
Trying not to say it. If I die and I haven't owned a GTR, a Nissan GTR, at any point, an R35. I will die a very sad man. And I'll wake up and hopefully heaven looking. No. But I had a DM from a man called Steve.
Lovely.
And Steve, I saw in my DM's request, just Ben, would you like to drive my? And I went, hello. Opened it.
2008 Chevrolet Aveo.
4 lines down, GTR.
Oh.
And I looked at his account and it's a very early one, right?
It's a red CBA,
which you said is the best one for an experience GTR.
I would say if you're going to do a GTR experience, do an early one. That's your raw, uncooked red meat GTR.
It's red as well.
Yeah.
Now, Steve, number one, I'm very sorry I haven't responded to you yet, but I will. I don't know how we can do this because I'm 7 years old, but let's do it. Second channel video.
Should we drive it for you? We'll do it.
Yeah, we'll do it for you.
I just want to hear it.
We'll do it, Ben.
No.
Now, Steve, also a question for you. Maybe in your DM to Ben, what's the exhaust saying? Is it standard? Yeah.
Is it purring?
I was going to say, my question. Ben needs GTR.
Because from the photo you showed me, I think, on your phone,
yes,
it's quite a nice stock looking.
He's got standard wheels,
which that's not what we're... I mean, Ben needs the Bradford special.
It's very rare to have a standard GTR, so I would be surprised. I mean, all power to you, have done that.
Crazy, yeah.
Fine. But Ben needs like circa 2012 YouTube GTR.
Oh, chrome wrap. Tron line wrap.
Yeah,
Liberty Walk.
The whole ship.
Yeah. Ooh. Crazy.
Big swan neck, rear wing.
Oh, toughy. God.
Real toughy.
But I would love that. And I don't know how, if that's even possible, but I would love that. And I thank you for your offer.
Yeah.
So let's get into the logistics chamber, very small room over there, and let's work it out.
Now, Ben, I'm going to put something on you right now.
Oh, please don't.
Steve approaches you with his GTR and says, Benjamin, the keys are in my hand.
Yep.
And then John approaches you.
Who's John?
John has the keys for an Aston Martin V12 Vantage.
Ooh.
And he says, Ben, I'll offer you these keys, but if you choose one, you can't drive the other. Talk to me about it. Who are you choosing? Are you going to really disrespect Steve in this manner when he's come to you with a DM with such nicety?
Now, here's my thought. Can I just think out loud for a
please,
second?
Please do.
So, GTR is making young me very happy.
Sure.
And the purring is making me very happy all over.
Ooh,
but the V12 Vantage, there is a video, I don't know who it is, there is a video of a man in a suit driving a V12 manual Vantage
in
through a tunnel.
Yeah.
That's my dream. I want to do that. I want to buy one. I want to put on a full-on tuxedo and drive through the Mont Blanc tunnel.
Is that some sort of Mexican version?
What would you say?
A tuxedo.
Nah, tuxedo.
Okay.
And drive through the Mont Blanc tunnel at Mach 10, which I don't think you can do, but I would. And that's my dream. So I think in that situation, if I'm guaranteed that exact scenario is happening.
Oh, okay.
But Steve, if not, if it's a normal just drive through Bracknell, probably going to be the GTR.
Steve, mate, you see how he throws it back in your face? don't. He's throwing it back on you. Okay. So maybe coming soon,
maybe
Ben drives a GTR.
Ben drives a GTR.
But there was a guy at Food and Fuel who had a V12 Vantage manual, and unfortunately his clutch had just gone, which is quite tough to hear. But that's just a great thing. And I was stood there for quite a while staring at it.
What we got next?
No more news? You haven't got anything, Ben?
Nah, no more news.
No more news. So let's move on to things and stuff that we write about and would like to talk about on the podcast.
I like that snappy name we've got.
Things and stuff. Songs with car noises in them. Do you want to...
Yes, I was. This is a random one. I was driving on the way to work and I am as it, both of Will and Ben will attest, I'm a bit obsessive with noises.
Yeah.
I will notice any noise. If I'm in a car, I will pick up instantly on it. What's that noise? That's a bit weird. That's a rattle, or that's a knock, or something's weird. And I was sitting at a light, and I was like, it wasn't Rod knock. It was almost like an aux belt about to die. You know that, like it's about to fly off.
But was it on purpose, or was it a set? Was it just an effect?
What do you mean? No, okay, yeah. So I thought I heard the sound, and I was like, I don't like that.
Yeah.
Turns out it was the backing to the song I was listening to, and it wasn't like a big part of the song. It was just a tiny little sound they had in the background.
I see what you're saying. It's something in a song that you could then you could perhaps mistake for
for being a car noise.
Yeah.
And it shits the life out of me every single time, and I curse the song to death.
Do you know what? I think it's actually worse, I've found, when you have the music very quiet.
That's exactly it. It was just a little bit quiet.
You seem to get these different tones. And you just get like this.
Yeah.
Then you're like, what is this coming from? Then turn the music up. So, pause the music.
Yeah.
Pause the music, and if it goes away, we're good.
We're fine.
We're all good. If it still carries on. Siren as well.
Yeah.
Songs that have got a sudden police siren.
I will try and remember. There are two songs that I deleted from my playlist because they would catch me out every single time. But maybe I put this in for people to drop comments in, because I guarantee people have got stories like that.
Yeah.
Where they've gone, and no, it's a song.
So yeah, I've had that many times.
I had that my doorbell once. That was a song I thought I had my doorbell.
While you were driving?
Yeah, yeah. I was like,
is it ringing again?
I opened my driver's door. That's the exact doorbell I have. No, that noise you just made was the exact one. Anyway, I thought I heard it, and I walked, this is not interesting. I walked downstairs to the front door, opened it, no one there.
It was 4 a.m.
Yeah.
I had passerby seeing that. What the fuck? What is that guy doing?
But never in my car.
Opening the door to no one.
Hi.
Sorry.
What else we got in here? Oh, horn design anger.
Right.
That was with a little comma in there as well.
Cows be like.
I think that how angry you are is directly correlated to your horn.
Okay.
Because some horns, you can't actually beep them angrily.
No, you can't.
Like a Range Rover horn, this is how I noticed it the other day, has these little, it looks like it might be the middle of the wheel, but it's not, it's these two little strips.
Well,
so you sort of have to daintily press it side. So you can't really be super angry.
No, it's not even the tone of the horn. The horn noise itself has nothing to do with it. It's how you do it. Same thing with the saxo. So any French car that has a horn on the side of the stalk, you can't go, just touch, literally like doing a little sideways.
Angry horn has to be, I need to give it a full
whole five, palm.
You know, the whole bunch of fives.
Yeah.
Straight in the middle of the horn just and go, you know, get some real tricep action on it. But if you're giving it a button or end of a stalk.
No, can't work.
Maybe it diffuses the anger slightly.
It's a great idea.
Yeah. Perhaps a horn, it should be more like, if it was like a train horn, I would feel that would make me quite angry.
I always wanted a train horn in a car.
Yeah.
Just for no reason.
If you had one of those...
That's what Ben's got on all his cars.
Great. You got to have, I like it where, if it is something in the centre, because then you can punch it, and that shows your anger.
Airbag goes off in your face.
But you know what I mean? If you're angry and you've got to do like a little...
A fiddle.
Yeah, you got to go all jazz hands
all
on
gleeful.
It. Yeah,
it's also even worse if you've got some. I've had it. I think your Clio might actually. I don't really know.
It's awful.
It's quite hard to press.
You got hit on the sides.
You hit it and then nothing happens. That's the worst.
Sorry.
Oh, RGT.
Just an RGT. So that's horn design.
Horn design. Yeah, that's. Let us know your horns in the comments. I don't care about your tone.
Again, cows.
Tell me where your horn is and if it makes you angry or not.
Unicorns be like.
Lovely.
Okay, very nice.
We're getting
nice.
Delirious on this podcast.
Very nice. What else have we got here? Sorry, I'm just scrolling. We've got out of context.
Oh, that was amazing.
Yeah.
There is the out of context video.
Yes. Now I'm gonna get your name. His name is Alex Laver, Laver.
Close.
He has made a supercut of the first 25 Cream podcast out of context moments. And it's exactly what you'd expect.
Yeah.
It's about 19 minutes of accents.
Made up names,
like Debbie Bingles.
Yeah.
And then the remaining 6 minutes is just really suspect things that we've said.
Random things Ben has said. Ben staring off into the distance. Yeah, that's right. Abusing Ben.
But it is a very good video. We will link it in the description if we remember. If not, search for Cream 1 to 25 out of context moments, I think.
Yeah, something like that.
Funny video.
I want to know right now, can you please comment? What was Adam? Not Adam.
Alex, sorry.
Alex, I want you to comment on the video and we'll find it. How did you do that? Did you go through every single episode? Because if so, that is 25 to 30 hours of content you watched to find those. And we respect you.
Did you just remember those bits?
Or exactly.
Or were you noting them from the beginning?
Yeah, exactly.
You thought, I might be onto something here. I'm going to note every bit I think is funny.
And also, could you please carry on? Because I listened to that in the car on the way home the other night and it made my journey go 10 times quicker.
It was
just ridiculous.
It was really quite funny.
I think we also now would like to make one from the YouTube channel.
Yep.
We have funnies and we would like to make a little cut. Some of them, you know,
a lot of them
are
not
allowed. You'll never see.
We've joked at some point about doing a Patreon one, where because then we can't be cancelled.
You paid for it.
So. Yeah, you paid for it, so you can't be upset. But maybe there's some of the more safe for work ones will become a
on a social media on a platform near you.
But Alex, shout out! I know you listen to the podcast. Also, we used one of his questions at some point.
We did, I saw that. Yeah, because he did a little. That's exactly the noise he used. Yeah,
is he biggest creamer?
He could, Alex, mate.
Do you know what? You Alex, could be the biggest officially creamer. This week, you are our number one creamer of the week.
Creamer of the week?
Yeah.
I like that.
Creamer of the week.
Okay. You will be invited to cream tea.
Also, if we ever do an event, we've already said that is we're going to call it cream tea.
Cream tea is that's the guy.
Yeah.
And there will be cream tea there.
There will be. Yeah, there Ben will be serving it in a maid's outfit.
But only for the Patreon.
Only for Alex.
Yeah. I would like to talk about edging.
Okay.
Oh, God.
I thought about this the other day. I was at a traffic light. This is specifically... This is specifically traffic light edging. Do you know what I'm thinking?
I know exactly. And it pisses me off so much.
You pull up to a traffic light and you see the guy in front of you is 37 feet over the white line.
Yep.
Because he's thinking, I'm going to beat everyone.
Yep.
I swear to God, anyone who edges at traffic lights... 100% of them.
They always make a mess.
They always react latest.
Yeah, absolutely. I fully agree.
They act like, right, as soon as that goes green,
I am
out. You won't even see me.
Yeah, I am a funny car on the drag strip.
Yeah, as soon as it's amber, my reaction time is 0.00. Yeah. Not. It keeps on going. And yet, they edge. It goes amber, still edging.
Yeah.
Green.
More
edging.
Oh, I should go.
Now I'm going to go. If you edge, if you're an edger, if you're a traffic light edger, please let us know why. Like it's not hard. Just sit still.
Yeah.
Also, there's now a gap in front of me that I feel like I have to make up.
This morning on the way, because I had to come pick you up from dropping your car off.
Yeah.
There was I stopped at a traffic light and there was an Astra in front of me and one lane over. And he kept edging so far along that he just ran a red light.
Yeah.
He was two car lengths in front of the white line and then stopped.
Yeah.
Stopped in an active lane now and went, well, I guess I should probably wait. What are you doing?
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Was he beyond, you know, sometimes you don't have a light in front of you. The light you're stopped at, sometimes you have a light across the road that you can see. Sometimes you don't have that.
No, he had
I've
that.
Seen people edge so far past, they then can't see when it goes green.
No, yeah, luckily he had one in ahead on the roundabout.
Nice.
But he was now, the traffic that was still flowing was having to go around him.
Okay.
Because he was just kept going.
If I sneak over the line.
And the other option is he had a stroke and was just, you know, oh, sorry. And I mean that not in terms of edging. he had some form of medical emergency, let's say. And he was just rolling off into the middle of the roundabout. So.
Christ. If you're an edger or you know an edger, let us know, because I think it's probably one of the worst habits I see on the
really
road.
Really bad,
really quite annoying.
You know what I actually think, just quickly, the worst version of them is the one that stops first.
Yeah,
so they come to a stop at the red light and then they start doing it.
Yeah,
if you keep rolling to a stop and you keep going, I guess I can maybe understand a little bit, but if you've stopped, you've already done it.
Yeah,
you've done the thing. Why do you now need to start going again?
I don't know what's worse. The people that stop like 10 foot before the white line or those people.
Yeah.
I actually think I'd rather have 10 foot before the line.
I think so. Because then you're just waiting.
Yeah. But if you're edging, not not good to Edge at traffic lights at all. Next on this list, sorry, something
just quickly, Alex, mate, you've got all those noted down right for the next.
We now are making you content here.
This is the thing. There was pre-Alex where it was all organic, and now post-Alex is everyone's gonna be like, leaned into it.
They're on just doing that for the now. The cameras are on. We'll turn the cameras off and see what happens.
Guess what?
Let's get worse.
Now, this is next point is something that's frustrated us for the last 24 hours or so. We roped Taylor into this as well. We were sat in that room, in the war room it was at that point, wondering what was going on. We turned to AI to see if it could solve our problem. The tail lights on a Europa, specifically the later one, it's a 121, I think they call it.
For those of you,
what are they from?
Yeah, so we were on our car auction site, a Lotus Europa S popped up, which is the one that they made from 2007 to like 2008.
Yeah.
It's very, there's like 500 in the world.
Yeah.
It's very like a rare car.
VX220.
Yeah. And it was actually, I now know a lot about it because I did lots of research trying to find out. It was built by Lotus for Proton, because Proton owned Lotus.
Yeah.
To go, yo, Proton got a sports car. Guys, everyone pay attention. And the last second, Proton went, yeah, we don't want it. So Lotus went, all right, we'll stick our badge back on it and sell it. But we were looking at it and we said, in very English car fashion, those lights are from something else.
Surely.
England is always stealing lights. Yeah. XJ220, you'd stolen from a Rover.
Yeah.
It's always next.
There's always something stolen.
And the Europa has such a unique looking rear light. We're like, there's no way Lotus made that.
They kind of look shoehorned in as well.
Yeah.
It doesn't look like they were designed around the light. It's like, this is the light we had, so we're going to stick it on there, which might make it worse if they made it themselves.
Yeah.
But the headlights, I think we'll agree that's probably their own thing. That's
fine. They're just little bulbs put in a housing.
That's fine. Is that how light works?
Yeah, it's crazy. You wouldn't think it.
But the rear lights, I was like, that's not from something.
And usually we're quite good at this.
Yeah.
If you show us a light, we know instantly it came from that.
10, 15 minutes, we probably get it.
That's how sad we are. But we kept sitting there going, is it from... Like a not Dodge, not Pro, no.
Three of us, three big car brains.
Sad car people.
Three, and we were just,
all right, pull up a Saturn Sky. No, not a Solstice, can we pull that up? No, oh God.
So we turned to AI,
and
we loaded up ChatGPT, and I thought, you know what, I'm going to give it a picture. So I sent it a picture of the rear of a Europa, and I said, can you please tell me where these tail lights are from or what they're similar to? Anything, give me anything. I gave it many, many prompts, and it did a lot of thinking. It did about 5 minutes of thinking, and it came back with an Astra H. Now, Astra H is nothing alike.
No, and the worst thing is, it was really confident about it. It went, I've gone away, and what I've done is I've found you your lights. These lights are definitely the lights from an Astra H.
Yep.
And we all stared at the screen and went, no. What? And then we started Googling Astra H's. We were like, are there ones in different countries with different rear lights?
Is there a coupe version? We looked at there was like a convertible
the
version.
Cascada,
is that? And it was wrong.
It
was just wrong. So we told it's wrong. I think it might have, I can't remember. It might have said, no, that is an Astra H. And I said, no, you're definitely wrong. And he said, oh yeah, that was a guess.
Yeah.
That was a guess.
It literally went, upon further reflection, you're right, it's not. Sorry. You can't come in with complete certainty on the first and go, it is from this.
It's that.
And then go, is it? Go, nah, just a guess, mate.
Yeah, no absolutely not.
I've got no
clue. So we kept prompting it and saying, surely you know that. And it couldn't.
No.
It was just adamant that it was Astra H.
So we believe it is a, because I then did further research and found that it was built for Proton.
Yeah.
So it's most likely that Proton went, nah, we want this thing to be ours, fresh, new. So it could be that they are new.
If anybody
knows anything about anything at all,
please let us know.
Please let us know.
And also, if you have a bizarre fact, a bizarre, this part, if you come
Love
out
it.
With Diablo,
Diablo
300
the
ZX.
Same. Yeah, we know.
Do you know what's great for that? You know the Richard Porter, the Top Gear writer?
Yeah.
I bought many of the
was it called? Not Sniff Petrol.
Boring something.
Yeah.
I love the book so much, I have no idea what it's called.
But they're good.
It's car trivia, boring car trivia. It might even be called that, I don't know. Feel free to pay us if you'd like to ask to actually know the title. But I've got many of those, and they've got lots of sort of bizarre... And it's not just, Lamborghini used this. It could be Hyundai used the indicator stalk from John Deere.
Yeah.
Or something like that. It's very, very bizarre, so I'd recommend that. But let us know your best nerd car part fact, shared car part fact.
Also, Richard Porter, if you want to come on the podcast, we can bore each other to death.
If you want to come on the number one automotive car podcast in the world, please let us know.
Please let us know where that is, because I don't think we are in.
Number one in Berkshire.
That's surely.
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 I really, really hope so.
Depends if he's UK-based.
Is that UK-based?
Carbon banned. That's from you, Ben.
Yes.
Is that carbon fibre?
Carbon fibre in the EU is potentially being banned because of the 10 o'clock at night, let me think.
The news for no reason.
It's 10 o'clock at night. It is because of the fact that, like, when you work with it, it goes into the atmosphere and you inhale the little microfibers.
Ooh. Oh, it's like an asbestos vibe.
But it's not been... It's like a potential EU thing. So the EU would ban it. Again, ever since the Volvo thing, I'm scared to say anything, like, certainly, in case I'm wrong. But from what I understand and what I read, that they're trying to ban it. It may not happen.
It's the same one guy who made the Volvo ones going, I've got an easy target here. I'll just feed him fake stuff and he'll say it.
You know what? Ferrari's dead.
Yeah. It's going to come in next week. Cars are gone. So if someone on Instagram told me.
I mean, if carbon gets banned, surely Pagani, Koenigsegg, Bugatti, well, any supercar brand are going to come out swinging.
That's the thing. I was going to say, I'm happy about that. But no, because carbon has a very good use.
Yeah. Race car.
Just exposed carbon I don't care that much for. So that's not great.
Carbon tubs for stuff.
So it's partly because of... It uses a lot more energy to make it than like steel. Okay. And also getting rid of it is quite hard. You can't really recycle it. But then also, please continue talking. From what I've read, I don't know if the first bit I said is 100% true. I read somewhere that it says that might not be the case. But they're trying to get rid of it is what I know. Wow. That might not happen.
News with Ben's great.
It's great.
It's theory.
Yeah.
It's theory and practice.
I heard this.
Really?
Don't know.
Couldn't do. I think I heard this.
I'm too scared. After the Volvo thing, and I got called out for that, and that's fair.
Ben, but here's a whisper in a big empty room and goes, I heard that loud and clear.
You know what? Let me amplify this to the masses.
Do you know what? Here we go. The internet. Do your own research. I could be wrong. I'm just a guy. I'm just a guy that sits here.
That's like all investments are at your own risk.
Yeah, literally. Yeah. Please only invest what money you're willing to lose.
Yeah, there you go.
That's the cream way. If we think we might be wrong, we say, I don't know, you go off and do it. and let us know in the comments.
And
we'll talk about it next week.
Yeah.
We'll probably ignore your DM as well, much like Ben has.
It's when you give someone advice and you say by the end of it, but I don't know, man. Just to make sure that if it does go wrong, you're not liable.
I've got McLaren SUV news, do you not?
We have a DM.
Oh,
from an unknown person.
Here we go.
And we know who it is, but we're not saying who it is.
It's Alex Lava.
It's
Alex.
No,
oh,
I received.
Wait,
I received another DM.
Right, Mr. Popular over here.
from an unnamed creamer.
Oh, okay.
Called Nigel. Who said, I worked at a firm. Sorry. Prefaced it with McLaren/47 info, and I believe 47 is the new investment company that bought McLaren. And we mentioned a few podcasts ago that they might be making an SUV, and we have from this informant. Again, listen at your own risk. It could be completely untrue. I worked for a firm about 2 years ago who did outsourced work for Gordon Murray Technology and Gordon Murray Automotive. At this point, 47 was still part of Gordon Murray Technology. I have seen the car in 2D and 3D drawing. This information might be maybe disappointing as you guys speculate whether it would have the McLaren V8, but unfortunately, it's a full EV.
Mm. Ah!
The real end looks identical to the L461 Range Rover Sport, and if you want some real insider knowledge, it is concept with a retractable picnic bench that comes out of the rear boot space. I think this... And they just asked me to not mention any.
Thanks, Steve. Now here's what I'm going to say something. I don't believe it.
Oh!
McLaren... McLaren, the type of guy to have a picnic basket in the back, a picnic retractable in the back of the car? No, absolutely not.
Do you think they'd go for like a full race SUV?
No, not race SUV, but that's not McLaren.
Did you not say though last podcast McLaren. That they haven't got their own unique selling point?
Of course, but what that's like Peugeot going, you know, all of our cars are normal except this one car. Our unique selling point is that it is the world land speed record car. It doesn't make sense to me.
Maybe I get the it's going after Range Rover people.
Yeah, I can hear that.
Because that's an audience. There's people there. We must sell to those guys. But yeah, I mean, do you know what? Whoever this guy is, who does he think he is?
I believe him. I believe that he's seen, he's part seen of the things. Process. But there's no way that a picnic, hey, I'll eat my hat. Perhaps prepare me a plate with some hat on it.
Prepare this man an edible hat.
Because I may be willing to eat it, but I think that's not McLaren.
Now, I don't necessarily believe you right now. Ooh, but
believe me.
No, not you. Yeah, any of you. Us, and no one listening should believe us, because we're the Cream Podcast and we spread a misinformation. but what I will say is that, what does time do? Time will tell.
No, it actually makes fools of us all.
It does make fools of us all.
It also heals.
time does lots of things.
Thank you, unnamed informant. We will see.
So, see you in a couple of years, I guess.
We've come to the end of our list, which means we move on to perhaps the forum.
Yes.
Yes.
The forum, which is a section, if this is your first Cream Podcast listen, sorry. But also, we do a forum where we let you guys ask us a question to afflicted car people. It could be a practical question. How does the tachometer work on this something that we're watching on the screen?
It could be, what is your favourite colour of car?
Well, yeah, what's your favourite colour?
What do you think cars are, really? It could be anything to do with cars.
Perhaps it was the cars that we met along the way.
Perhaps.
Ben's playing Real Racing 3. Can we cut back to that?
Do you have games on your phone? No, it's because you sent me a screenshot of a forum question, which is...
very wide.
It's very wide. Okay. I wasn't listening. Did you... You explained the forum?
I have explained.
Okay, that's great.
In great depth.
Uh-oh. Okay. Closing in on 10 p.m. It's not great.
Okay. This is from... Rob Deagle on YouTube.
Oh, Desert Eagle. Crazy.
Being a car guy myself, sometimes I feel like I don't know a lot about the small details about cars. For example, I always forget which engine the B58 is. And what? Sorry, Edwin, I also don't know about fitment. And sometimes I just think, damn, am I not a car guy?
No.
I'm obsessed with cars. I drive a DC2 Integra.
Hell yeah.
Could probably explain everything about it, but does it make me any less of a car guy for not knowing why Hector was running spoon engines? And the difference now between B54 and 58, I don't know what that means. Sometimes I think it's a cultural thing too, because I grew up in South Asia and we didn't have access to cool cars. Everything I know about cars come from YouTube/TV.
Fair.
No, absolutely not. You are not. No, you're, no. You're not a car guy.
You are a damn loser.
No, absolutely not. Again, we've said it before. A, if you listen to this podcast, you are different than the 99.9% of humans that couldn't care what white goods appliance gets them from A to B. The fact that you've owned a DC2 Integra, especially from a background that didn't have cool cars running around, you're absolutely a car guy.
Enthusiast.
I think it's just there are levels to what you enjoy about it.
Yeah.
I enjoy feeding my brain as much information as it can get on cars.
Yeah.
That's part of what I get enjoyed
about.
The
engine code, the chassis code, the part numbers, the colour codes, all of that.
Whereas Ben, You're never going to get to that point.
No, I don't care.
Realistically.
Because listing off a bunch of letters and numbers to me, as much as I now have them in my head because of the job we do, but I don't find it that interesting. But some people, you have like rich guys who are genuinely into cars, but they just want to buy cars and drive them.
Exactly.
And just experience them. Some people want to do track days in cars. Some people want to just look at them. It doesn't matter as long as you're into them.
You will get lots of people who go, because you don't do the thing that I do with cars, you're not a car person.
It happens a lot with, where I see it the most is if you don't work on your car.
Yeah.
If you don't work on your own car, you mustn't like cars. And I'm agreeing with it. I get where they come from, where they're like, oh, you don't understand the car. But still, you can still like the thing.
Of course.
So, I mean, you see Chris Harris, one of the most well-known car journalists, he won't touch anything.
Jeremy Clarkson is not working on cars.
No. He's very knowledgeable about
exactly.
how a car drives, how a car looks, there's way more to it. Like Ben just said, people might like the way they look, the way they drive. You might not want to do a track day. Just because you like driving doesn't necessarily mean you want to do a track day. Just because you know about engines doesn't mean you have to rebuild them.
Yeah.
If you like it, you like it. And
exactly.
You're going to learn more along the way.
And also, some people might not even want to own cars. Some people might just find it interesting and want to play...
They are losers.
But some people might want to play the video games that's on the screen right now, watch YouTube, and just enjoy it as a hobby, but actually, at the end of the day, don't want to own a rusty piece
much
of crap.
Cheaper.
Also, yeah, you know what? You're doing it right.
Yeah,
if you're doing it that way, that is the best way to do it.
Live vicariously through others.
Yeah. But no, I would say if you can look at a car and go, ooh, to any degree, you look at something and go, oh, that's...
Ignites a fizz within you.
I feel something towards that weird metal shape.
Yeah.
Then you're a car person.
Yeah.
That's how it works.
And don't let someone else... Don't think you have to start doing other things. Don't think, oh, I need to start taking my car apart. I need to start modifying my car like this. I need to buy this car because other people do. If you like it, do it.
Yeah.
We might say we don't like that.
That's shit.
That's fine.
Yeah.
That's fine. We don't have to agree with you. But we also don't have to be the same.
No, and you get respect for being part of the club, if that makes sense. The amount of times that we'll go meet someone for a video and talk to them, and they start talking about like, yeah, I built this, I bought this. Man, I don't know you yet, but you got my respect because you go, I love a 993. Mm. Oh yeah, I like one. Cool, man. We're in the same gang. Doesn't matter whether you've never touched a bolt before. You like these dumb metal things.
Yeah, you're all good.
So
answered question.
Part of the gang.
I think we've answered that.
Lovely. Also, if you're this far into this episode, you're definitely a car person.
Yeah.
Because if you're not, you go, what the hell am I listening to?
You're just talking about edging.
Edging. And he keeps calling me a creamer? Why?
Right. Forum question answered.
Yep.
Well, I thought, and quite sensibly. Nice job, everyone.
Thanks, Will. You did great too, man.
We'll move on to a conspiracy very, very soon.
There's no eye in cream.
I forgot. Oh, eye cream. Creamy. It's very late. Talking of... I keep looking at this photo and laughing. Talking of cars that share parts with other things. This morning, we were at Ultimate Velocity, where my Range Rover was. Services lots of BMWs, friend of ours, blah blah blah. There was a thing there, some sort of camper thing, and we were looking at it. I was like, "What are those tail lights from?" I worked it out relatively quickly. Sorry, yeah, late. Headlights from. It's a Mercedes thing,
camper van.
We'll put it on screen. That's it. You've seen it.
There it is. Yeah,
you know what it is. Can you tell me what those headlights are from, Ben?
Bengineering, please tell us.
Despite the fact that looks like one of those monkeys. Yeah, the ones with the nose that comes down.
A bonobo.
We also don't quite know if it's a real thing. It's got some fitment issues on, like, there.
Ben's really liking it.
Can you tell me?
Is called a bonobo?
That's what the monkey's called. But what is... This is a Mercedes camper.
Okay, so this is... Those are E39 lights.
Oh,
and not only that, they are from a non-UK spec one. Because they have orange on the edges.
I don't think that's true, is it?
I don't know that that's true, but...
Okay, it's E39.
It's a pre-facelift E39. Yeah,
then there we go!
But is it a Mercedes? We don't know.
No.
But it's got E39 headlights on it.
But there is also a BMW camper van that was made. It's not. It has the grills. You find them in America. I forget what they're called. Everyone is going to be all the other nerds in the comments going to be like, you forgot the name. I will pull it up, Jamie, right now.
Is it like the Ninkinonk truck that has BMW grills?
But these are early ones. It's got a very cool name. It is called the Vixen 21D.
Okay, close.
And it was powered by a BMW engine, a 2.4-litre inline six turbo diesel.
Is Vixen the make?
Yeah, I believe so. But so not all of them came with the front end, but some of them.
What the?
Why
is it not symmetrical? Or is that just a random yellow dot?
I think that's just a random yellow dot.
Oh, that's tough. It basically
looks like a kind of E30 if you made it into a camper van. So that was the thing. So this is maybe Mercedes getting revenge, going, all right.
Mercedes going, all right, we'll take your headlights.
That's a Renault Espace mixed with a E30.
Yeah, fair. Robin's writing it. Somewhere Robin's just gone, ugh.
He's woken.
Well, did he?
Yeah, I think he was edging at some light.
A conspiracy. Shall we end on a conspiracy? Because it is very, very late.
Yeah, we should.
Hopefully this one isn't too silly for this time of night.
I've actually got one as well.
Have you?
I've got
two conspiracies to end an evening.
I've got a quick one.
What a delight.
It's quite an interesting one. Just a little one. This one is from Adam J.W. Moss. Conspiracy. Pre-made foam tool tray cutouts are to take up more room in your toolbox to get you to buy more tools/bigger boxes. That's, you know what? I can hear it.
Okay. Because let's think of the counter argument.
Because if you think about, we've got a toolbox over there.
Yeah.
That's got three trays of small, medium, and large ratchet.
Mm.
They don't have any other name. They're not quarter inch, 3/8,
no,
half.
Small, medium, and large.
Small, medium, and large. Yeah. Then just to the right of it, we have loose ones. Extra ones that have appeared over time. Brackets we've stolen.
Yeah.
And they're all together. Think about how many we have fitting in the right side that's unsorted versus the one in the foam one.
There's like, I don't know, let's say 8
in
the fitted, you know, in the tailored department.
Yeah.
And the homeless guys outside,
they
are gathering.
They are.
And there's maybe 15 of them.
There's a load of them. So, you know what? I can kind of hear it.
Yeah, I do hear it. Now, because also when you see a gap in your tools, I may have to fill it.
Yeah.
Whereas if I just have a pile of spanners.
That's what Ayrton Senna was talking about. If you no longer go for a gap.
Off spanners.
You're no longer a mechanic.
Yeah. Yes, precisely. And he was specifically talking about his 10mm spanner. It's quite a sort of centralized, very niche scam.
Oh, yeah.
Conspiracy. But I'm going to say it's.
But have you ever seen one of those Snap-on trucks? You can come out there with needing a home mortgage to buy some of the stuff in there.
Yeah.
I'll try and find it. There's quite a funny video I just got randomly served on Instagram the other week. That is a guy was I think it was Snap-on, needed a specific tool. It was like a 68mm head?
Socket.
And he went on the Snap-on website and he looked at it and the price was mental. So he rung up his local Snap-on guy. Mm. And went, oh man, I just need to get a price on a tool, please. He's like, yeah, no worry, give me the number. He gives the number, and the guy goes, what the hell? What the hell? And starts going mental. He goes, how much is it? What is it? And the guy's like, man, this isn't right. He's like, what's the price? And the guy goes, oh man, the socket's $48,000. So they clearly had some issue on their site, and there is a genuine like $46,000 socket head there.
So, we've seen that on eBay. I think there's something to do with people like sellers on eBay. They like rather than get rid of a listing, I can't. It would be some kind of, you know,
if you do it, you pay early or something
like that. But, so you just randomly come across a part and it'll be this bolt is £37 million. So they just put it so no one buys it because they don't have it.
Bill Gates looking at it. I might swing that.
I might throw a little pre-order in for the £37 million bolt.
So do you buy it?
I buy it.
I'm saying plausible. It's not confirmed.
I confirm that.
If we had a Snap-on insider who's saying those 46 grand sockets are flying out the door.
I'd confirm that.
Then I confirm it. But otherwise, for now.
Because they're not actually utilising the space very well in those things.
No, they're not.
Because they put spanners in their flat. Not all of them. That one there, that Neo Tools one.
That's better.
They're in their sideways, which is better. But some... when they're in their flat like that, you're trying to take up space.
Yeah.
And that, to me, confirms this space conspiracy.
Benjamin?
Hello. My next conspiracy?
Yeah.
Well,
plausible, yes. Plausible.
Okay, lovely.
Right, we have one from Chris Condliff. I'm sorry.
That's just
Ben always reads a name like it's his first time using
English. I'm really sorry. I can't. I just don't know how to pronounce things. Hi, Ben. As a creamer, watcher, and listener, just one for the Carspiracy and Big Tin Foil Hat moments, which we must buy at some point.
Ooh, we'll at some point.
The driving aids in modern vehicles such as cruise control with radar, lane assist, park assist, electric power steering, park assist brackets, self-parking, not just park sensors, electronic handbrake, ECT, are all stepping stones to get us completely self-driving, get us completely self...
an etc., or was that ECT? Is that some kind of thing?
I think that's... they're all stepping stones to get us to completely self-driving cars, and so the government can control the motorist. Next part of it. Slowing vehicles down as they please, controlling where they can go and see where they've been, or is this simply to make driving cars unappealing and killing the petrol head? Gone are the days of hydraulic power steering and manual handbrakes, which we all loved, giving us a better feel for the car. Looking forward to hearing it on the podcast.
When you say when we all loved.
That's it.
Did your nan love it?
Exactly.
Does your mum get in the car and go, ooh, I really miss the days of really slamming through a car park with no power steering.
Yeah.
I loved hitting the brakes on the motorway and all fours looking up.
But that's not the point.
Oh, that was nice.
That's not nan, bit of dab of Oppo on a B road. Oh, there we go.
Wait, that's not the point. They're trying to kill the motorist.
But what we're saying is that realistically, most people didn't love the things that were being removed. Most people don't care.
But who are the ones keeping the petrol burning?
It's like, as an example, you know, like people use a washing machine today. You want an efficient washing machine.
Yeah.
If someone came out with a washing machine that washes your clothes faster, cheaper, you're going to go for it. If someone says, would you like to hand scrub your clothes? Would you like to washboard your clothes?
It's such a raw experience, mate. Oh, God.
Oh, mate, you haven't been rowing through clothes.
Oh, wait. I actually took three slats off the washboard. It gives you a tighter feel as you come in.
If you don't wash your own pants in the bath, then are you even a real car guy? So, I'm not sure.
Like phones, you're into tech stuff.
Yeah,
I will buy a phone once every 6 or 7 years. And it will last me 6 or 7 years, and I will never look for another phone in that time. Yeah. I don't care what new features it has. It's there to do the minimum for me. That's what people are with cars.
Yeah.
When they go to buy the new car, they go, oh, that's quite nice. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, it will do that for me? Sure, fine.
When you think about it, there can't be that many other hobbies and stuff where it's like that, where it's like, I like the old ones. No one goes with the phone and go, me and you are going to talk via a paper cup and string.
I had this exact thought, and I can't remember what triggered it in my head. The only thing that I could think of is like photography, because people like to go for older, because it's about the way it feels.
Oh, yeah. Bikes, but that's kind of the same thing.
Yeah, but cars have this weird thing where people go, don't like the new one. No, that one's better. I don't like it.
Yeah,
it's like the equivalent of literally anything, like a phone going. Thomas Edison was onto something though. I don't like this one.
No, pigeons were better. And like writing letters. Who writes letters anymore? I just get back to the old day. Oh, the olden days. If you are, I don't think there are hobbies where people like the old stuff, but it's not. It doesn't have the same breadth and width and depth that like classic cars and even just, you know, modern classics have.
But going to this, towards this, I do think, tinfoil hat time, I do think there is a want.
New world order.
To push, not necessarily that, but like I think there is an overall want for them or a push to get manufacturers to steer us into, because they believe,
the big car.
Yeah. No, the person speaking to big car, going, if you do this, people will crash less. Oh, suffering, you know, that's what they're probably going at it from a very practical standpoint of, no, this is for safety. It's so that people stop dying. No, it's because people are idiots. Yeah. That's it. The issue though, the thing I always worry about, is there going to be a point where they say, we're not safe until the last person controlling their own car goes off the road?
Because I'm fine if everyone else is doing it, as long as I can still drive around in.
But that's the thing I think they would stop.
Thing.
If they say, okay, self-driving cars are now here.
Yeah.
Instantly, the argument will be, well, we all have to be in one of them to be the most safe.
Yeah.
Because if they're all autonomous, they're all driving safely.
Mm.
But if you have one weak link in the chain who's a clown doing skids on a roundabout, it's gonna mess the rest of it up. So I don't think they ever will. I don't think they can do it.
Yeah, it's too. But I get. Yeah.
Also, you'll have to pry my keys from my cold, dead body.
Yeah, I'll be moving country to country. I'll be going to whatever country's got the last is implementing it last. I will be there.
Yeah.
Catch me in Brazil.
Catch me
somewhere.
Catch me back in Portugal with Nuno in his Murcielago.
On the aids, like parking aids and stuff.
Crazy little laugh on that one.
I think. Genuinely, I do think the manufacturers do it because that's what people want.
Yeah, oh yeah.
People want to get in a car and it has more gadgets and things that do it for you.
Yeah.
People want, 20, 30 years ago, no one's that bothered, but now everyone wants a car that's got a heated seat.
Mm-hmm.
If your car doesn't have a heated seat, it's like, whoa. Yeah. Previously, that was, if you've got an S-Class or something nice, it hasn't a heated seat, your Corsa doesn't. Whereas now, it's like, I need a heated seat. I want a heat steering wheel. I want a sunroof. I want something that parks for me. I want something that does it. People want it to be taken away from them.
The thing I always find interesting, and it's maybe a lot of people listening might relate, because I think we've said this before, I don't believe I'll ever own a new car in my life.
A brand spanker.
I just don't think it'll ever be. And it's not because I'm like, I'd like old cars. Mm. Sure, if I had the money, I'd like to buy a new car. Mm. But I don't think I'll ever have that money, and I wouldn't ever want to be in a lease sort of thing.
Yeah.
So I very rarely try new cars.
Yeah.
And it's always when I go, if I go away on holiday or something, and I rent the cheapest Boggo standard hatchback.
Yeah.
Every time I get in, I'm like, there's so much stuff in here.
Yeah.
In my head, a base model car should be wheel, steering wheel, pedals,
out windows.
And go.
Yeah.
I can't remember what I read. I think it was a iGo or something.
Yeah.
It had heated seats. It had all sorts of stuff.
Air conditioning.
What? If this is the even the Dacia Sandero that we had.
Yeah.
That was fine. It had Apple CarPlay. It had everything in it that you'd need.
Had the lot.
So I can't actually, I don't actually see now how there's a tiered system. If you go into the 90s, okay, buying a 3 Series 316 versus a 740iL, there's a big gulf there in what you get. One is tat, the other one is nice. But now I actually think that most normal cars are just fine. They're good.
Yeah.
They're good enough that you don't need anything more.
They do bong a lot. There's a lot. There's lots of bongs in modern cars. It's like you don't have your seatbelt on, which you should have on.
But that's fair.
You don't have your seatbelt on. You don't. You have it indicated, so I'm going to vibrate your seat.
That's
bullshit. You haven't. You're creeping ever closer to the lane. That's probably quite a good thing, actually. It's probably saved some people from just smashing into. The amount of people actually just veering into other lanes.
Like,
assist,
like the Range Rover
could really, really help.
That spun in front of me.
Yeah. But yeah, there's a lot of like bong. No, stop doing that. Bong, bong, idiot. Idiot meat behind the wheel. Stop doing that. So yeah, stuff modern cars.
Yeah, I'm gonna call it plausible.
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 Oh, okay.
We've put that into the same category as the big tools. We need a tier system.
Yeah, we do need it because basically everything is just it could be.
Yeah, it could be. It could be New World Order or could just be Snap-on.
Same person. Well, I think that's a good place to end. We got a couple of carspiracies, a forum question. Let us know your carspiracies and car forums, and let us know there was something else, something you were supposed to let me know.
Just let us know something.
Guys, if anybody knows anything,
just let us know something.
Just always let us know. Yeah. Thank you very much for listening. What? Thank you very much for listening to the Cars Rule Everything Around Me podcast number 27. We'll be back next week. See ya. Cash rules everything. No. Cars rule everything around
cars
me.
Cars rule everything around me.
Or
cream.
Creamers.
Cream.
Creaming.
Sayonara creamers.